I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's military junta has bombed villages, even in the wake of a 7.7 magnitude quake that struck the nation on Friday. Joe Hanley with A3 tells us
they're using the crisis as a cover to kill some of those insurgency players.
The quakes killed at least 1,700 people, with hundreds still missing. As rescue teams from China, India, Russia, and other nations arrive, Hanley says there's an interfaith response happening within Myanmar as well. Catholics, Protestants, Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims are uniting to help.
It's kind of unheard of, really, in Myanmar's history in many ways, to have all these faith communities working together.
As A3 assesses whether aid can reach into Myanmar's complex situation, pray for open channels. Follow our coverage this week to come alongside a gospel-centered response. And according to Wycliffe Global Alliance, just over 50% of all languages in the world have at least some portions of the Bible. Translation organizations are facing significant challenges, though, in finishing the task. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
the great goal is to get the gospel in every tribe and every tongue. It's not Unfolding Word that's going to do this. It's the church.
This year, Unfolding Word is helping partners in 6 regions complete whole Bible, whole nation translation projects. Obstacles threaten to hinder the work in Benin.
The church is under great pressure because the government has decided that voodoo will be the national religion. And then there's a lot of Islamic pressure coming in from the north.
Praise God for the 3 training events that have taken place so far, and pray for progress in the 5 language groups that began translation work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.